Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. News and comment. The Muslims of Pakistan, At-Tahrir, and their army must remove the agents of American colonialism and establish the Khilafah Rashida. News. On 15th April 2025, General Asim Munir said that, quote, "To date, there are only two states which came into being the basis of ideology. One is Medina At-Tayyibah, and was created 1300 years ago and today is known as Medina Munawwara, and the other one created after 1300 years is our beloved peace-loving sacred country, Pakistan, that is founded on the base of ideology." Unquote. Comment. To the people of Pakistan, the pure and good land which was established in origin for Islam and Muslims. O people of Pakistan, the pure and good land, O descendants of Muhammad bin Qasim, progeny of those who struggled with him in the opening of these lands by the early Muslims, how could you ever be pleased with an oppressive and brutal regime that discards the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam behind its back, violating the provisions of the Sharia and exposing the country to American colonialism to corrupt the lands utterly, not even sparing its soil or cattle? How could you ever be pleased with a government moving away from the battlefront against the Hindu mushrikeen, occupiers of the lands of Islam in Kashmir and other than Kashmir, moving from this front to fight your brothers in the tribal areas and Balochistan as well as the Mujahideen in Afghanistan? How could you ever be pleased by the government's abduction of your sincere and loyal sons in broad daylight from the streets, madrasas and masajid, only for the government to then deny such kidnapping without a shred of shame before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the believers? Indeed, they have seized many of the daring lions of Hizb ut-Tahrir because they say our only Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping them for months and even more than many months in severe torture as they previously did with the abductees and as they are currently doing with Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Pakistan's official spokesman, Naveed Bhatt, and those seized after him. You may say that you cannot do anything, but you are capable, so consolidate your efforts with the Hizb, and your Lord will bestow mercy by His permission. Glorified be He, for the Hizb will never tire or seek rest from its great work, in accordance to the Sharia, until, inshallah, it brings change, ends the rule of the unjust, and restores the truth to its people. So be with the Hizb in its movements and do not be afraid of any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that the future is only for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the pious amongst the ulama who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you not see the abolition of the Sharia rulings of Allah? Do you not see the plundering of the ummah's wealth and corruption eating away at the backbone of the state and its institutions? Do you not hear and see the advocates of the dawah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the establishment of the khilafah, caliphate, for the implementation of the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you not see how they are abducted and severely tortured? Do you not see all of this? Is this not a terrible evil? Is it not a Sharia obligation that you must call in rejection of it? If you say that we ulama do not constitute a state to change munkarat by the hands physically, do you not have tongues by which you can speak up in denial? Is not speaking the word of truth the greatest jihad, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he was asked, "What is the best jihad? The word of truth before the unjust rulers." Al-Nisa'i. So why do you hold your tongues and why do you not speak? Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Musab Umair, Wilaya Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.